The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog. You can find that right here at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about a new organic vegetable gardening book that I have come across or I have learned about. It is publishing in January of 2025, which for me is just about a month away. I got my hands on not an actual copy, but the PDFs that they send around. So I was able to look at the pages. It's a beautiful book, and it's very well written. But let me explain to you a little bit about the book. So it is a book that if you are a gardener or a want-to-be gardener and you are wanting a deeper understanding of organic vegetable gardening for the new year or whenever, the American Horticultural Society has produced this book in association with Cool Springs Press. And it will be exactly what you are looking for if you are hoping to up your game with the organic vegetable gardening stuff. It is called Essential Gardening Guide. I'm sorry. Let me start that again. It is called Essential Guide to Organic Vegetable Gardening. Pretty much what I said before, right? It is no small undertaking as well. It is nearly 300 pages and is written by a really esteemed organization, the American Horticultural Society, is a long and storied group of folks that represents gardening interests for folks like you. And they've been around for a very long time, 100 years, maybe more, probably more than that. Anyway, you should consider this the first and final authority on organic vegetable growing. So the book's subtitle is pretty cool and it really explains what the book is about. It is Techniques and Know-How for Planning, Planting, and Tending a Home Vegetable Garden Organically. That says it all, doesn't it? The book consists of four sections with a total of about 11 chapters, maybe 12 if you count like the index, or is that included as a chapter? Anyway, you're 11 really thorough chapters on the topic. And it really does cover everything you would want to know. For example, like what? Well, section one, it's all about inspiration. So these chapters quickly cover the history of organic gardening in the United States. And America, it goes back and covers indigenous gardening techniques. Very interesting. And it also gives the reader some beautiful examples of garden types. So they have lots and lots of photos of all sorts of garden types, from raised beds, in-ground plantings, intensive gardening techniques, gardening in straw bales, gardening with hugel culture, gardening in a square foot technique, lots and lots of different kinds of gardening plans. Section two is about getting started, and there's so much to getting started with vegetable gardening that comes before planting a plant. Lots to consider when you start your organic gardening journey. Such as planning your garden based on your climate, how much water you get, how much space you have, what your surroundings are like, are there buildings nearby, do you have critters, do you need to keep them out, all that sort of stuff. And then there's deciding what you are going to grow. Well, for me, grow what you will eat, grow what you like to eat. And I'm also determining a planting style. What type of planting style works best for the space you have and the vegetables you have chosen, and really what you are able to commit to. Containers, perhaps? It's up to you. Really interesting chapter. Chapter three. So that's basically the nuts and bolts. Techniques, maintenance, things like how to prep your soil organically, how to plant properly, what kind of maintenance that you can expect, and types of organic fertilizing and all sorts of stuff. How to protect your crops from pests and diseases. And all of this is done organically, of course. Section four. This shares two very important aspects of gardening. First, it explains how to harvest and store your crops. There's a lot of books out there that show you how to harvest something, but how to store something. I mean, that's like, isn't that like walking the edge of gardening and cooking, right? So that's one aspect of this chapter. The next or section. The next is a chapter on, very important, edible plant profiles. What's an artichoke? What kinds of varieties of artichokes are there? How do you grow artichokes? And asparagus and beans and peas and all of those alphabetically listed, all of the vegetables that you might have on your growing list, from artichokes to winter squash. You would think, right? Zucchini, A to Z, but zucchini is in with the summer squash. That's a, different section. And also, I said all the vegetables you would want to eat or would think of eating, they also include a little sidebar on edibles that you wouldn't really consider, that you maybe have never heard of, like New Zealand spinach. I wrote about that once. And a couple of other things. Jerusalem artichokes. That's not really a common vegetable, but they explain it in that sidebar. And they also have a whole listing of herbs and how to grow those. So everything from basil to thyme, and lots of tasty flavors in between. So, what makes this book special? There are a lot of organic gardening books out there. Looking over it just briefly from the PDFs that I was sent, there are a few things that stand out for me. Number one, and I mentioned this before, it goes over the indigenous gardening techniques in the historical gardening section. And I really like that. As you know, indigenous gardening techniques involved mostly organic gardening practices. So there is a lot to learn. Also, it showed how indigenous peoples had used efficiency in using their space, and also how they watered efficiently and conserved water and all that kind of stuff. Lots of it is not just inspirational. You can use these techniques in your own garden. Another reason this book is special, they talk about microclimates, regional microclimates, like what will a lake do to you, or being near the coast. Those I call micro regional climates, but if you really, really dial in, you have microclimates in your own town. How close are you to a river? Is the river downhill? Will you get fog? Will the barn next to you shade your crops? That's a microclimate. So I like how they talk about that. Also, there are lots of useful charts and lists. Lots. And I'm gonna, I think I'm going to put little tabs on those charts so I can just turn to them when I need to. The ones that stood out for me, because I am the gardener that I am, the seasonal gardening to-do list. I'm gonna be turning to that a lot. And also the timing quick reference chart. That's for when to sow your seeds indoors and plant them outdoors according to your local first frost and last frost dates, stuff like that. So, this book, like I said, it publishes in early January 2025. So, if you read or listen to this podcast before then, You can pre-order on your favorite pre-ordering site, or you can just go to your local bookstore and order it there or find it there. And again, the book is called Essential Guide to Organic Vegetable Gardening. And I am pretty sure you are going to be putting that book to good use immediately. But until then, that's it for me, and you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.